Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, people. Welcome back to another episode of Courtside Fracas. The boys are back. Little 2 week hiatus. And yeah.
3 weeks, you know.
3 weeks, even. Apologies. 3 weeks. And a few things been happening in the basketball world. And we're going to touch upon them today. But of course, I've got to run through the regular season cast, of course. We got my boy here, Shaq. How's it going, bro?
Scoochie. It's been 3 weeks, you know. Lots happened. Also, what's happened in it before we run the socials. There's going to be posted on our Twitter and on our Instagram. It'll be pinned as well. There's going to be a 2K raffle. So sign up, pay £2 for a raffle ticket, buy as many as you want, don't care. And the more you get, the more chance you get to win a free game of NBA 2K24.
Or £4 if you buy 2 raffle tickets.
Yep. Or £6 if you buy 3.
What's £4 here and then when 2K is 90?
Listen. 2K is £90. Here's the chance to win it for two.
It's how much?
The original one is £90. Sheets. Then, bro, if you want the next edition, is 110.
Can I buy a raffle ticket?
Yeah. Brother, I might have to buy a ticket too.
The most expensive one is £129.95.
That's crazy.
That's so bonkers. And the game will be obsolete in 6 months.
Of course.
That's bonkers. But yeah, and of course, Minnesota's finest, my boy Reams. What are you saying, bro?
I'm good, you know. There's been a good Minnesota showing at the FIBA World Cup so far.
Saying he's the best player of the tournament.
It's not even just Ant. It's Kat, Nikhil.
Aye.
My boys have been hooping. Rudy. They're doing their little thing.
We'll get into the World Cup today, of course. But Kat, listen. Joel Embiid, I'm done with you, brother.
They said he said he didn't answer the call for Cameroon.
Didn't answer the call.
But you got
my guy Cap.
Shaq, what was your thoughts on that? Joel's trying to go play for France. He's trying to scam the system.
Well, of course. What? Go get it, man.
Of course you would co-sign that nonsense, bro.
Go get it, man. Joel and Wemby.
Cameroon.
Let me see Joel and Wemby.
You and Pascal Siakam, answer the call.
That would actually be a good little
scary. You got Jordan in the Philippines. You got guys hooping for their nations.
Rondae Hollis Jefferson playing for Oman or Palestine or whoever he's playing for.
Naturalized Jordan citizen.
Have you ever seen
the hell, what's going on there, by the way?
They called him and said, "Yo, bro, how you feel about this? Naturalized citizen, them kind of joints."
Yeah.
So he has no connection to Jordan?
No.
They put it into his mind that he's Kobe as well, you know, by the way.
He's hooping just like
24
him.
On his back, bald head.
And he's hooping just like him. It could be him. But of course, before we get into the topics of the pod today, I'll be remiss to point out, see that big word there? The socials. At Courtside Fracas on Instagram. At Courtside Fracas on Twitter. Steady engaging. If you lot are watching the World Cup, because I'm watching it too, be there. And then, of course, finally, Courtside_Fracas on TikTok. Once this World Cup is over, the Courtside countdown is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready for that. That's my favorite time of the year every year to show which one of you guys I need to unfollow. Yeah? Or you mad people. Be putting any kind of people in your top 25.
Hey, I'm going to lie. Your list was... You had some janky people in your list last year, though.
Okay, do as I say, not as I do.
I feel like my list aged fine.
My list aged calm, innit? But yeah, again...
It did... We checked it before.
You checked my list too.
I think the only one was like Jaylen Brown was high in both of ours, I think.
I didn't have him in my 25.
Yeah, both of ours. But in general, my list aged quite fine. But yeah, of course, those are the socials. Make sure you tune in. We'll be there all summer. Well, summer's over now, but we'll be there. And then, of course, Courtside Countdown coming soon. My favourite part of the year, as always. But yeah, man, the World Cup. I've been quite surprised. There's been a decent level of basketball on display. It looks like they're playing in the rec centre most of the time.
Yep.
But
on amateur,
Who are you talking about?
Just in general, the games in general.
Oh, okay.
The crowds aren't as popping as I thought they'd be.
Where is it? It's in New Zealand now, or is it Australia?
New Zealand, I think.
That's surprising then, actually, because I'm sure they like basketball over there. But yeah, I guess like if you got teams like Dominican Republic and Brazil and
Philippines actually play ball there. They love ball.
Filipinos, I don't know.
How many fans are travelling from those countries to Australia to watch?
It's in the Philippines and Japan and Indonesia.
Oh, okay. Is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But still, like, places from, like, how much do you think, like, Canadian people's really going to travel from Canada to the Philippines to watch basketball tournament?
FIBA wanted that as well.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's not really the Olympics.
It's not really a thing like that.
Speaking of Japan, though, they just had a big win just today, I think.
Yeah, so. And I'm surprised. I was looking at the team. Rui isn't even a part. Rui didn't come to this.
And he just got paid, bro. He's trying to go.
Yeah, a few big, like, Giannis ain't with Greece.
No.
He's out here doing world tour with the bros, trying to get paid for their post-basketball.
He was in
career.
Dubai last week.
Yeah, yeah, but
so he's in LA with
quite a few big names that answered the call. Really, obviously, we knew Wemby said he wasn't coming. It was some time off this summer.
I know why Giannis didn't say yes though, because he got smoked. You think you can get smoked like that and then go play for your country?
He's trying to lock
him. And what's it called? The NBA fans will be like, "Hey, buddy,
Jokic is out here enjoying life." This guy smiles and celebrates for everything besides
basketball.
Yeah, Jokic didn't turn up. Like,
but Jovic is showing up.
Obviously, Luka answered the call, of course.
No. Of course, without him, there's nothing they can do.
Can't even tell you the amount of players from the NBA that didn't involve Americans.
I was under the impression that Jamal Murray is going to be a part of this Canada squad.
He didn't come.
Just came back from injury, though. Like, had a great season, but just came back from injury.
Okay, so maybe just want some time
off. Yeah, plus you've got so many good guards. Like, they were tipped to be their top two favourites.
I think he'll go to... Also...
I was looking at, like, it might have changed because there have been another gang of games today, but, like, you know, like, point differential in terms of how much they've scored compared to how much they've given up. I feel like them, the Dom Rep and USA, it was like Canada, it was like their point differential was like 101 or something like that. Mm. It's like crazy. They've been smoking teams.
That's like America Light. They've been smoking teams.
I mean, USA smoked Jordan, was it 110 to 2?
Yeah, a couple of their other games I wouldn't say they've been close games, but they've not been like blowouts, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you one thing though. I'm quite impressed with what is on display in terms of some of the NBA talent because not only that as well.
And I'm disappointed in certain man, but.
I'll get into that. I'm disappointed in one man in particular.
Brandon Ingram.
Yeah.
My dog.
That's 30 years old. He's not enforced.
He's so close to 30.
He's not enforced his will on this team. Austin Rivers took his corners. Bankero.
He got dropped for Josh Hart. Bro.
Yeah, Brandon Ingram has not been answering they don't need him.
Didn't step up.
They actually don't need him.
They don't, but it would have been nice to see
them. The thing is, he didn't really do much in the warm-up games either. And Steve Kerr came out and said, yeah, he's trying to find his niche within the team, blah, 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 blah. But he's used to man saying, give me the ball. And unfortunately, it looks like there's better players on the team than him.
I think there's just better hoopers. Like, Ant is going crazy. Austin's taking every chance.
Ant looking like Michael Jordan. You see the armband?
Canada's point differential is 101. Mm. 111. USA is 103. And then it's Serbia with 91.
I told you about the Serbians.
But they don't even have Nikola though, bro. It's been Jovic.
This is Euro Bogdanovic. It don't matter, bro. All the Danoviches and the Sanoviches. All of them.
They know how to get the job done.
Bro, I told you about them Serbians and hoop, bro. When it comes to European ball, they do their job.
Mm-hmm.
They know the FIBA.
That's one European country I'd say that would always produce a solid NBA.
You know, I like that the team USA done it again this year as well. They warmed up properly, had a few like breaking
games.
Yeah,
they're quite a few
to get used to the FIBA rules. So there's no one knows how to play this kind of.
That's
atmosphere.
Always their complaint.
Get out of here. They said, "Cool, we'll try out." Played. Now they're hooping out, and I'd love to see it.
Do you know what's so funny about this tournament? No one's paying attention. But next year, Olympics is in Paris. You think all the NBA players aren't putting their hands up like, ooh, me.
We shall be there as well.
Oh, what?
Ooh. Yeah, we shall
ooh,
be
me.
There.
Shall be there.
We shall ooh, be I'm there. Trying to covering get, via courts via courtside.
Paris basketball.
Everybody
games, you'll
at,
see me there
at the NBA, the Olympics, and tell them, yeah, get courtside to cover it, please. Yeah,
we man, will be you, there, but I will be
is
there.
Is Great Britain qualifying? There.
Hell no, of course. Hell
they
no.
They need some naturalised citizens.
They need some naturalised citizens. Remember the time they had Ben Gordon up in there?
Oh, yeah.
And what, bro? And
then he was going crazy.
Well, Solskjaer will play.
Will he play for Poland, bro?
No.
He plays for Poland, bro.
No.
That's nasty business, isn't it?
He plays for Poland, dog.
That's grim.
He's been playing for Poland from early as well.
Lewandowski of Blaszczak.
Milton Keynes' finest.
Sohan's a Polish surname, bro.
Is that kid that plays for United, Maxi Oladele?
Oh. Let me spit.
That's great.
Bro, his surname's Polish. He's been playing for Poland since like under 16, 17. He lives with his Polish mum, I believe. And yeah, he speaks Polish. Yeah, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you look crazy next to them Polska brothers, but hey.
So I know we gave our predictions like before the World Cup started, but based on what you've seen so far, does anyone want to revise their final?
I take it all back. USA making that final.
I would like to see.
I had USA Canada, and I feel like I want to stick with that.
I was the same, and I would hope that.
I do like what Germany are doing. You need to see my guy Dennis in FIBA.
Yeah. You're crazy. Why has the shit Wagner brother been the one hooping? Mo.
Because he's not shit.
He's not shit, bro. That's a stretch.
Okay, that's mean. The shitter one out of the two brothers. Is that fair?
The lesser talented.
It's like if someone said, who's the best Hardy brother, who are you going to say?
Jeff.
Thank you very much. But
don't mean that was shit.
He was the shitter one.
It don't mean he was shit, though.
He wasn't bigger than Obama, no way.
You know what it is, yeah. He's just, I think FIBA just gives players a chance to show that even though I might be at the bottom of an NBA roster, I'm still better than all you lot.
Big men low-key be eating in these FIBA.
What? Because you can park off in the paint.
They love it.
Bro, just put your hands up. You might as well be 8 foot tall.
Yo, me.
I saw Jaron Jackson swat somebody outside the stadium, bro. And he didn't even jump. He just side-handed that off the court, bro.
Jaron Jackson's had the paint on lock.
Hey, did you see what Ant done to him in training?
Oh,
he's a jump, nigga. You didn't dress up in the year.
Bro, he might be dressed at the tournament.
If he said that to me, bro, we would have to have it out.
I'm closed out in the ring. On the rim. Are you crazy?
He said you're the defensive player of the year, right?
Jump, nigga. Jump. Also, he's challenging that MJ. He's got the number 9 on. He's got the armband on.
This makes me sick, bro.
What?
Who?
Every time Anthony Edwards and Austin Reeves are in the same vicinity together. Lakers film room, Lakers this, no. Lakers that.
Okay,
and Reeves, and he's not coming. He's not rolling, Lakers fans.
No, but this is Ant's not gonna go to the Lakers, innit? You've seen
he's not turning down $80 million a year.
You've seen the connection of him and Spo, innit?
He loves. Oh, for crying out loud!
Oh God!
Now I've been devising something.
This episode of its Street Heat Evangelism. It's been 3 weeks without an episode.
I've been devising some things.
We've been renewed for season two. I thought we got cancelled, but we've been renewed for season two.
New cast members.
We're waiting for the season to start. I'll be
there. They got new writers.
I'll be there. Don't worry, fam. Oh, but yeah, I'm just saying, you've seen the connection. He loves Eric.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Forget about Ant. Like, I don't even see any of that nonsense, but I think Ant, he's going crazy. I'm telling you, he's got the number 9 on. He's got the MJ armband. He's going crazy.
Yep. Monster season.
And also, points per game. Do you see what he said at the start of the tournament? Obviously, he said, I think Kerr was like, oh, of course, you know, you've seen stars like Melo be on the bench and blah, 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 blah. I say that, I'm not doing it.
He said
that D-Wade was on the
D-Wade came off the bench for Kobe. And he's thinking, and he said,
you ain't got Kobe.
We ain't got a Kobe.
Who am I coming off the bench for, dog? Like,
Tyrese Halliburton, I don't think so.
Nah, come on, dog.
But yeah, like, I feel like this USA team, they've been playing some good stuff, man.
Team ball. There's no real hero.
And we have to hold our hands up and say Austin Reeves.
Hooper.
Can really play.
Pure Hooper.
Nah, he's serious.
He might be 27
I told man innit because I saw what he did. When he was coming up against Cade Cunningham and
when
Gonzaga.
He was the best player in Team USA. I meant it.
He's not.
I know.
That might be a hate crime.
Well, definitely is.
Are we ready to admit that's Ant's team?
Yeah, it is. 100%.
Whoa, man. Whoa. Spo's team.
You see that windmill he put down? What if you put that side by side with the MJ windmill, you think it was the same person?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
But no, Ant's balling out. It's good to see. And this is why
surprised a guy first team all Big 12 is balling out though. Like Austin Reeves could
play. I'm quite surprised, only because not surprised in that sense, but one of my dogs.
You guys know you got Austin Reeves for a crazy discount, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But San Antonio,
as we said it, we went through it.
San Antonio had $80 million there for him.
Him and Jeremy Sohan would have been sweet. But yeah. No, one of my guys, Sam, he's a proper Reeves fan, and I was saying that Jordan Poole's still better. I still believe it, but
are we still banging on about that? Jordan Poole.
He's a baller with him. It's going to be a good year for him.
We're still banging on about Jordan.
This will be a good year.
You think Jordan Poole's better than Austin Reeves?
No, I'm saying it's going to be a good year for him.
Yeah, him and Kyle Kuzma's going to be playing some real mulatto balls.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's
light skin for light skin. They're
going light skin for light skin.
I've got the green light.
Yeah.
He's giving us 24, so I got a question for you, though. Six.
So let's say we've seen this year, a lot of young ballers from the NBA are in there as well, like a lot of young talent.
In the World Cup?
Yeah, especially like Team USA. So even if it is Team USA in the Olympics, right? Would you not want to see, okay, we're going to go into that topic a bit in a second anyway, about best players in the world or American, blah, blah, blah. Besides, like, obviously, the obvious, but would you want to see more young players playing for the Team USA rather than having your KDs, LeBrons, and all
that? I'll say something right now. We're never, ever going to see KD, LeBron, Steph, and all them man.
See, I feel like Steph should do it, though, because he's never been to an Olympics.
I would like to see a Trae Young.
That's the one.
I like Trae Young there as well, but I think the only real people that are probably should be there that aren't there are people like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, really. Of that, yeah. Kind of age.
Jason Tatum and Devin Booker for sure, because they're supposed to be the leaders of the next gen
in America.
And they'll both be in Paris.
They played at the Olympics in 2021 though, when the Bucks won the. But obviously that team was like led by KD and Jordan Damian Lillard.
Do you want
to? Jason Tatum got an Olympic medal.
Yeah, in 2021.
But do you want to not see any more of the older, like 30 pluses?
Nah, I feel them man have had their time.
Let the young boy shine.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to see that ever.
Obviously, Zach LaVine was at the Olympics that year.
Oh, you're right. He did. Yeah, Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum ain't going back. I'll tell you that. Right.
He should though, because he should. He should be the one that's leading it. Him and Devin Booker, because they're of the American guys. They're the all NBA first team guys. You know what I mean? Maybe a Ja Morant. If he cleans up his act by then.
I think he would have played this year if he was clean.
I'm not trying to see Ja Morant play FIBA ball, I can't lie.
I ain't going to lie to you. I just want to see him play basketball.
As much as I like watching Ja Morant play. But you get what I mean, though.
I'm saying in the Olympics.
I don't need that helter-skelter basketball. It's just not nice to watch, you know what I mean? In the NBA, it fits perfect, innit? Like, pace and space is beautiful, innit? He's jumping over people. I'm not trying to see Ja Morant trying to headbutt the backboard every FIBA play, innit? It's just not nice, innit? I can't lie.
In the Olympics, I don't mind seeing that though.
I would like to see Steph Curry at an Olympics though, because Draymond's gone, Klay's gone. It's really, I'm pretty sure it's just him.
Yeah, Steph ain't gone. Steph got a World Cup though.
Oh yeah.
And he was. I think he was.
He's coming. He was coming off the bench. That's before everyone even knew what Steph was.
But nah, I think obviously this pool of games has been done. But next time we pod next week, I think we'll be in like the quarters or the semis by then. So it'll be interesting to see where we are with that. Another thing that is pressing, unfortunately, due to the almighty wisdom of our neighbours across the pond, world champions.
Are they world champions?
No! And I've had this conversation, I get what they're saying, but at the same time, it's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. And for those who don't know,
Noah Lyles, where's Noah Lyles from?
He's American.
Exactly. So it's an American guy that's even saying this.
Mm. On top of that, let me just...
Because he runs...
For those who don't know as well...
He is actually a world champion.
Yeah,
but for those who don't know, Noah Lyles, who is the world champion, triple crown winner of the 4x1, 100 and 200.
He's currently the fastest man in the world at 100 and 200. Best guy to do that since Usain Bolt.
Triple crown, got the relay done as well. He came out and said that he's tired of seeing sports like the NBA in particular, as he pointed out, calling themselves world champions when they don't play anybody outside the world. And he's totally fair. And then Stephen A, in his infinite wisdom, said, well, we've got players from different countries playing here, so that means we're champions.
Stupid, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I get what they're saying.
Going by their logic, the winners of the UEFA Champions League every year would be the world champions.
Because that's the best tournament in the world.
But no one calls them that. They go play in the FIFA Club World Cup, and if they win that,
you're the world champion.
They get called the world, even though they're playing against inferior
competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that straightforward.
Would you say that they're still the best team in the world if you win an NBA championship?
Yeah, you probably are. But guess what? You're not world champions. There's a difference between being the best in the world and being a world champion.
Well, what they should do, they should make a, you know, like how they have like the finalissima if you win that.
Yeah,
Euro,
they should
make whoever's the EuroLeague champion, they should play against like the NBA champion.
And guess what? The NBA might win every year.
I was listening to Gilbert Arenas like talk about this, right? And he was on they are world champions because if you put Real Madrid, the EuroLeague champions and stuff like that, right? They're going to get smoked.
Yeah, and?
Like, good. So you can what's say the smoked? Point in the game? Because you put Real Madrid... Champions.
It's just American arrogance because there's no other sport or country in the world where a sport is so dominated
you
by one
say,
country.
What's the point in fucking Liverpool winning the Champions League and playing against Raja Casablanca? Like,
No, I hear it.
Yeah, like...
I hear
it's a lot of egoism, arrogance, because again, while they're the best domestic league, it doesn't, and I get what they're saying. Who cares? It's only in America with sports like MLB, NFL, NBA that they have that country being so dominant and it being so large globally. But that doesn't matter because, again, it's a domestic league.
The only thing I'll say is maybe for... I agree, right? They're not world champions and I would actually like to see them do like a Elizabeth
I'll be
for
real,
NBA.
Yeah.
But for NFL, How many other countries actually have an NFL league that you watch and say that? That's why I say
they made the sport. And nobody else cares about
American football. Isn't a global sport.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you can be world champions because like, only
okay, cool.
The
NBA is the best league in the world, but it's the best league in the world because they get paid the most money. If the French league got an injection of Saudi billions and started paying and said, listen, Jason Tatum, we could pay you 70 million euros a year to come play in France. Would he go?
Yeah, 100%. And then again, it's one of those.
Yeah, but it's also
it's access.
The competitive
arrogance. Man, I got a 75-year head start. And then on top of that, they make their own rules. They don't even abide by the FIBA rules.
Yeah, the NBA is the only league that plays NBA rules. Yeah.
So of course, they think that they're going to be the best league in the world. And
Had Europeans come out every time and say.
Men, adults, who apparently went to school, unless they're in the back of the class reading the textbook upside down, we're the best in the world because we have players from other countries playing here.
You've also had
how they say the best Europeans come to the NBA every year because it's the best competition. Well, Nikola Jokic cannot fucking stand America.
Yep.
He goes there because they pay him the most money.
Yep.
And as soon as the season's done, he fucks off back to his horses.
But he's come out, Giannis has come out, and Luka have all come out, which are the best Europeans in the league. And they've all come out and said, yeah, but this is easier.
Because of the rules,
yeah,
right?
It's easier to play here than in Europe. So, interesting.
I get what they're saying, but it's only Americans, I think, that in it. And yeah, good for them.
Obviously, words mean things, innit? I feel like this is a pretty straight... I feel like Americans, they've made their point and everyone just keeps saying, like, okay.
Read a book.
But that doesn't mean... we're going around in circles at this point in time.
Yeah.
Oh, the Denver Nuggets will smoke any team from Lithuania. Well, go and do that then. And then you can call yourself a world champion.
Yep,
because Lithuania is not in America. It's somewhere else in the world. There, it's as simple as that.
Domestic league, dog.
Fair. Cool. So you're not world champions. Simple as...
America.
What are we going to do? Go to the draft now?
It's that time of the week.
Do you want to do listeners' questions first?
But before we get into it, we've got some listeners' questions. We've got a couple.
Yeah, we do.
And there'll be some decent conversation points, so it'll be good to go through those as well.
Go on, talk to me. It's been a minute.
I've only got a couple, which is fine.
Sorry, listeners.
But that's no worries at all. And I'll check the ones we had from the other week, if we had any as well, just to make sure we answer those. So to start with, the first of which, who are your top three candidates for the most improved player award?
Oh.
We done this kind of, no?
Yeah, I guess we've already kind of answered the question, but I guess my top three candidates... I think Austin Reeves got some good PR around him right now, so he could be a candidate there. I think Jaden McDaniels could be one. And who? Most improved player there? Mikal Bridges.
Okay. I'm not opposed to many of them, to be fair. Austin Reeves I like. I think the thing about most improved player is that they usually do it every year. Is like the difference in their points and like who's going to hoop out and score more. So Mikal Bridges is in there.
It's like he's a good candidate, yeah.
There's who's my man from the Rockets that I said?
Fred VanVleet?
No.
Dylan Brooks?
No, one of the young boys.
Kevin Porter Jr.
I think I said Kevin Porter Jr. the last one.
You know, chance.
And
is he going to get the minutes?
No, I think so.
I think he most improves if he stays out of jail.
I mean, they drafted a new point guard. They just paid a new point guard and they just paid a new shooting guard. So,
Is Cade allowed to be in there?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Season of injury.
I mean, he's only in his third year, but I guess he missed all of last season. And I just said Austin Reeves. So, we got to stay consistent. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. For me, the two that you said, Austin Reeves and Mikal Bridges, just for the points. And depending on how crazy Ant goes this year, I might throw him in there as well, you know. Just
who?
Because
an all-star ever won most improved player?
Who'd you say?
Anthony Edwards.
Nah.
I don't know, actually.
You said, what did you average last year? 25?
24.
Going from 25 to 28, I don't think it's like most improved.
That's not like most improved.
You know what I'm saying?
Shea didn't win it this year, did he?
No.
He went from 24 to 30.
If that's the case, then I'll go Mikal, who's probably my favourite, then Austin, and then from there, Tyrese Haliburton.
I don't hate that. You know, I've got a sly one in there as well. I think, I don't know why, I just liked watching him last year. Shengun. I think he's going to have a great season, you know.
I like him, but I just don't think any of them Rockets guys are going to be...
They're not going to be around.
They're not going to be empowered enough to really win that award.
New coach, couple vets, and they're going to go for it. And they got a good core of youth.
Tyrese Halliburton, my friend.
Oh, Giddy was one of mine that I said as well, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys from the front.
Yeah, it's just like Black
Fern. But with Shaq coming back.
Guys still in their rookie scale contract. Shouldn't really win most improved player, to be honest.
To be fair, they just gave Tyrese 200 and blood clot or whatever. So, but again, he can still be most improved, I think. I think it's very possible. Bump himself up on the frame.
Oh, we got one from, you know, Steiner season.
Scott Steiner, shout out to you, bro.
Big Papa Pump.
Oh, we kind of said this. Were you actually asked this question already?
If the EuroLeague could offer NBA salaries, would the big international stars have even considered leaving Europe?
No, they would not. And you know they wouldn't.
You know they wouldn't, because none of them have
Luka
passed.
Luka Doncic would have never left Real Madrid if he was making 60 million euros a year. Let's be real. Why would he?
No one likes
beating Europe and getting paid
America
for
outside
it.
Outside Americans, unfortunately. No, they wouldn't have left. They would very much stay. And Europe's more fun. And there's a high propensity chance that you just won't get shot.
No, I hear it still.
It's not even just basketball as well. Like, I'm into wrestling. Like, the best wrestler in the world right now is Will Ospreay.
Yeah,
he's about to be a free agent. He does not want to be in AEW. He does not want to be in the WWE. He don't want to live in America. He'll rather wrestle for New Japan Pro and do his thing and then retire in like a few years. Like,
well, you gotta look,
and
even
paid enough too.
Even UFC man, like, look, Izzy and that, they don't like living in America.
No one is in America.
They live in their country. No,
I don't think any
they might go stars when they're in training camp. If they're gonna fight in Las Vegas, they'll go there, they'll get used to the climate or whatever, then they'll piss off back home.
Come on, country. That's it.
Conor McGregor, he's always in Ireland, like,
loves it.
Word.
But yeah,
Zhang Weili, China, she's gone back to China now.
So to answer your question, it's no,
bro. Like, at the end of the day, the league that could, like, listen, okay. Would you guys say the Premier League is the best football league in the world?
Probably.
Okay, but listen. If you play, there's teams like Brighton, Bournemouth, teams that have no historical relevance in football, small towns that don't even care about football like that. They're signing players from historic clubs, Barcelona.
Because of the bread.
Dortmund. Why are they coming to these teams?
Because of the bread.
Is it because they think those teams are the best?
Money, no. money.
Thank you, bro. Why is Newcastle signing a player from AC Milan?
It's important. They were broke. They were broke. He didn't even want to go, to be fair. But they were broke. So I hear it. Yeah. But yeah, no.
They got bread. That's what that matters. And it's the same how it used to be in all the other leagues. They didn't used to go to Italy. They used to stay in Italy. They used to stay in Spain because they had the bread.
Yeah, bro. Every league had their time. It's the Prem's time now, isn't it?
Yeah, get your coins up, bro. None of that revenue shit.
In the 80s and 90s, Italy was signing the best players, your Kevin Keegans. And,
every year. And then Spain had your Zidanes, your Ronaldos, your
Paul
Egos.
Ince's, you
but
know
the
what
only
I mean?
Difference
Everyone.
Is the NBA ain't got none of that. You have the NBA. And that's
the NBA. The NBA has really like a monopoly. Like, that's one thing about football, because the talent pool of football is so wide.
Yep.
You have the opportunity to build other
because it's a global sport and basketball. Americans found it. Americans made the sport, so they had a bit of a head start on everybody else.
I mean, yeah, Mr. Dr. Naismith made it. He had a losing record as a coach.
Real talk. His record as a coach was awful, by the way. The man who invented basketball has a losing record.
didn't know ball at all.
It's like 22-56 or something like that. It's crazy.
I'm dying, but yeah, man. We know in it, but like, cool. I don't mind. Like, the NBA is the strongest league. It's the most entertaining. Like, Americans are the best at basketball. We know this.
We're not world champions, cool. Though. Read a book, bro.
But cool.
You wouldn't get time for the main event.
It's time for the main event. So I've been waiting for this, right? Before we even get into this shit, you bitches. So
let's go back to last week.
No, let's go back to the last draft.
Wait.
Let me say my piece, right? So I went through I was editing the clips, right? And I purposely put where too loud. Sorry about that, guys. So I purposely put in the clip where Reams explained the rules of what we're doing and the metrics of how it goes.
Yeah.
There was a key point that you said in there that I went off of last week that this motherfucker didn't want to.
Whatever.
How many games could they win in a season? Injury-prone players is a shit selection. Yes or no?
I think that's a fair point.
If
no,
a guy
not.
Plays...
That's not like a brother who finished last.
Whoa. Reams.
But can I just... Sorry, just...
Go ahead.
We are picking specific seasons, right?
Yes.
So if in that specific season, they weren't injury-prone in that season, we have to factor that
but
in.
If
well.
Exactly. So if you're playing an 82-game season and you got six players, four of your players played 60 games as in an entire season... like not
60 of 82,
but they each played
so most of the
games.
Season.
So the you pick Anthony Davis 19-20. How much games did he play that season?
Like 64,
62.
Oh no!
But remember, the season got shortened because of COVID.
Cool.
And he played every game in the playoffs.
Still 62. Okay. But he played every game in the playoffs. Cool. Kawhi also injury that season.
Load management.
He was load managing, which means he didn't play that many games.
Doesn't matter.
So also
it doesn't matter.
So you're picking load management injury. Steph Curry injury.
Excuse me, bro. Let me interject. Let me interject briefly.
So I hear your point.
But is availability not a point?
I hear your point. But
that's a whole ass point.
This isn't a strong enough point to dismiss the quality.
I'm just saying. When it came to certain things, I was looking at
because there's some games. Let's say. But listen, you have to think. These teams are stacked. So if Steph Curry sits out for two games, he still has AD. He still has Kawhi Leonard.
And what if Kawhi calls up that day and says, "Yeah, by the way, load management."
He still has Paul George.
Paul George also injury prone.
Who knows?
But you don't know when the injury's gonna come.
Guess what? But with that, before we get into this week's legacy draft, what I'd like to do is, of course, mention the results of the last.
No, wait, we ain't really got time for that.
We do. Yes, we do. Yes, no, we don't. Yes, we do. I'll quickly run through it for those listeners who didn't get it last week. For Team Reams, we had Luka Doncic 2022 season, Devin Booker 2022 season, LeBron 2018 season, KD 2019, Jaren Jackson 2023, and the sixth man was Jimmy Butler 2020. And then we had Team Shaq. Damian Lillard 2020, James Harden 2018,
70 games.
Jason Tatum 2023, Giannis 2019,
all the games.
Nikola Jokic 2023, sixth man Russ
every game
2018, Team K, Killer K to be precise, Steph Curry 2022,
60 games.
Paul George 2019, Kawhi Leonard 2019,
55 games.
AD 2020,
50 years.
Joel Embiid 2023,
injury.
Jamal Murray 2023,
backup.
And with that, The results.
Physio room.
With a grand total of, after 155 votes, so a decent amount, with a grand total of 17%, we had Shaq.
Thank you.
Boo!
I've got podium now.
Boo! Alright, you got the guy ape spraying the bottle and was looking down like, man, I was scared on there.
Biting the bronze medal.
Podium, though.
So 17%, lofty numbers. And then we had second place with 39%, Team Reams.
It was neck and neck still for a long while. We're going, Steph Sexual's got along the line.
Hey, we're going cum shot for cum shot, bro.
Yeah, this
shooting.
Stop the pod.
Yo. Not for nut.
It's not for nut. After me and Reams were going stroke for stroke, he ended up with 39% and I ended up with 44%. The winner with a grand total of 44% of the strokes.
You got 44% strokes.
Killer K. And now on to this week. Reams, I'd like you to take it away with the new criteria for this week, and then we'll get into selection.
Same criteria,
but the new, the same, I mean, the
we,
years.
We already did the draft year group. Lottery. We already did the draft lottery. I came in with a number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the number three pick?
Me.
Again.
No, you got the first pick last time.
I was first pick last time.
No, I was first pick last time. You were second.
I was second. You came
first. I had.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So however,
you was, because you got two picks in a row. Remember, I was second.
No, you were lost.
No. I did know because I the free throws thing I got. No, the 3-pointers attempted. I came lost. Yeah. Lost. But can we just go over the, what is the criteria for a good team again, please?
The same. The best players in their best seasons and how the team would fit cohesively.
None of this about they only played.
Oh, so
how
games
many
played
games
don't matter.
No.
How many games?
Because it's not a real team. Obviously, they don't play 31 games.
Hey, I'm just asking the question.
If you put the team on, if the team was on the court all healthy, what's the best team?
Oh, so if they're all healthy.
Of course. What, you wouldn't pick a guy that's not healthy.
Okay, so if, let's say I said like 2019 Clay, he was in the league. He's still a great player.
But he didn't play well because
he's injured.
You would lose because no one's going to pick a Clay that's hurt.
No, but he's not hurt because if they're healthy.
He didn't play well that year.
He didn't play a game that year.
But you're saying if they're healthy. That's what I'm saying.
So why would you pick a season where he's not healthy?
No, but why can't I pick that season?
Because he didn't play.
He wasn't healthy.
So yeah, but
you can't pick that season, but you're gonna lose because you're gonna have four players on
the
court.
If you have a player that's played 50 games because he got injured during the season.
Well, a player played zero games. That don't make no sense. What point are you trying to make?
But he played that season and we've seen him play and played great.
So it's what they done, even if they played 25 games and then got hurt. Like,
yeah, but you wouldn't pick a guy who played 25 games. You'd pick a guy with a great
basically
season.
Basically did.
I didn't know.
Every guy you picked had the great season.
60
of 82.
Yeah.
So basically three quarters of the season.
Okay, cool. Just saying. If they play three quarters and you're qualified, say nothing, innit? Now I know.
All right, cool. So with my first pick in the draft, I'm picking...
But before you do that,
Jesus.
What years are we in this year?
So it's going from 16-17 to 12-13. So 16-17, the Golden State Warriors won the title that year. 12-13, mm-hmm. the Miami Heat won the title that year. Mm-hmm. Every season in between. Mm-hmm. So with my first pick, I'm going with 15-16 unanimous MVP, Steph Curry, at point guard.
Off the board.
That's nice. That's very good. That's very good. That's very good.
Off the board.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Steph sexuals will have me right in the votes as well, you know.
You saw my angle last time.
You have a cult, yeah.
You saw my angle last time.
A peep game.
Go on, K.
With my first pick, I would like to go 15-16 LeBron James. That's championship year, bro.
I know it's a championship year. Is that the best LeBron you could have taken?
I'd
have gone 12-13.
I had 12-13.
I had 12-13.
Oh, no.
No.
It's fine. I'm fine with 15-16. I'm fine with 15-16. He said he was better than 12-13. He said he was a little better.
Yeah, but 12-13 was second NBA.
Can you not do the thing when man get two picks in a row as well? Because that's just confusing.
Just go around. Let's just keep going around.
No, because then I'm always going to be third bait. That's dead.
Huh?
Then I'm always going to have the disadvantage.
That's what happens when you get the last pick.
No, but that's why a draft is
what?
Good.
Get the question right.
No, but that's why a draft is... That's why you go backwards. Because it makes it more interesting.
No.
All right, cool, go on then, man.
Also, LeBron got first team all defense in 2012-13.
That was the season to pick. He was the MVP.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Should it?
That's fine. Yeah, cool. Should have, would have.
All right, okay. So my first pick that I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for 2016 Kawhi Leonard.
Damn.
Okay, so who's it now?
It's him again.
Me again.
You again?
Yeah, it's third. Then
he gets two picks in a row for some reason.
That's whack.
We done it last week. You weren't saying this.
I did say it last week.
It was cool, innit?
And then I'm going to go for... Fuck. I'm going to go for 2014 KD.
Ew. You could have had 16-17 KD.
No, I went for MVP.
Fair.
It's UK.
It's you.
It was. I'm second.
But I get the number one pick, but apparently...
That's you again.
But then you're going to get two picks after this, though.
Yeah, right.
So I'm the one that's getting done every time here.
No, because then you... We done the order before. I'll just say out what the order is. KSU.
And with my second pick, I would also like to go again with LeBron James' partner in crime in that season.
Kyrie Irving.
Which year?
He's 15-16.
Okay, cool. Off my board. Reams, you got two.
Okay. With my second pick, I would like to go for another MVP, which would be 16-17 Russell Westbrook.
Niggas.
My downhill threat, playmaking, getting to the rim, mid-range, partnered with the best off-ball player, best sniper. That's my backcourt.
Cool.
So I'm gonna have Steph at the two, off-ball, and Russ as my playmaker.
You got another pick.
Thank you.
Wait, Jordan, are you taking these down?
I've got mine down. I'll send mine into the chat afterwards, Jordan.
Cool.
I have a few. I'm thinking, where should I go with this next? Okay. And then I want to go with...
16-17 is the last season, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough because if I take this guy, someone else is going to take... I need to realize. Okay, cool. I want to go for... 14-15 Anthony Davis.
I thought you were going to go 16-17.
I thought you would have gone 16-17.
The 28-point year. What made you go with that year, brother?
I feel like...
Because I was really... If you look at my 16-17
is what I had.
I had 16-17 right here. Look at him right now.
Last year in New Orleans, right?
Yeah,
he didn't make the playoffs that year.
He didn't make the playoffs, but...
He played 75 games. He played 28-11-2.
Yeah.
It's all right. Like,
I hear that.
It's a good pick regardless.
I feel like...
You went 14-15.
Yeah.
I feel like that year he made defensive second team.
Yeah.
All-star, you know, All-NBA first team.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I hear it, brother.
And like, he's mostly in my team for like the defensive side of his game as well. I think. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what? Yeah. 16-17 could have ran, but I think I'm okay. Cool. All-NBA first team, yeah. That's
okay, you got two.
I got two. So... I would like some defense. And I think I know who it's going to be.
So say it.
There were two options, but I'm going to have to go... Nah, fuck that. This is the one option. I'm going with the last year of usefulness for my guy, Dwight Howard.
That's, I had him on my board as well. Take him off.
And so Dwight Howard.
That's the Lakers Dwight Howard, right?
No, it's not the Lakers Dwight Howard.
Yeah, it is.
It is, yeah. 12-13.
That's 12-13.
I didn't say the year.
He's locked in, though.
That's the only year you could be talking about.
So you've picked Dwight Howard, pick a year now.
12-13.
You wanted 11-12 for Dwight Howard. That was...
To be fair, I almost picked the Houston one, but they made sense to me.
Okay, cool. But, so Dwight Howard. And next one?
And then, so my right now, my team is KD, Kyrie, Dwight Howard. And then from there...
You got KD?
Not Kyrie, I said.
No, you said KD,
sorry,
Kyrie.
LeBron, LeBron, Kyrie, Dwight Howard. Mm. And then I would like a kind of a stretch four who can kind of do it all.
So
Kevin Love?
No, that's a bit too easy. I'm going to go with a bit of left field, but I think you'll appreciate this one. Let me just make sure I'm picking the right year. I think that's very fair. Don't start making the faces, Shaq. I think it's very fair that I picked the right team here. I want to make sure I'm picking the correct team. I'm going to go Blake Griffin.
Nice.
What year?
What year?
What year?
We can start from what year?
No. What year are you going
for?
What year,
Blake Griffin?
I'm going to go the first year I can choose when it was 13.
12-13.
12-13. 12-13 or 13-14. Either years he was.
I said 13-14.
No, you said 12-13. I said first year you could pick, which is 12-13.
I said the first year I can pick, which is 13-14. I want to go 13-14.
Okay. So yeah, that's the best year that you could
pick.
So your
two picks are Dwight Howard and Blake Griffin. Okay.
Good pick, by the way. Blake Griffin. That's off my board.
Do I get two picks?
It's me. I get one. Then you get one.
So wait, why does it go back?
Because we'll be on four then, and then just one all the way around.
Yeah, bro, deep, okay. Deep it.
So how much picks do you have at the moment?
One.
I've got two players.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Two then. It's cool. So after now, it's just 1-1-1, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many have you got?
I got three.
I got, and you got
four.
Yeah, so there's going to be 1-1, and then he's going to go one.
And then his next pick's going to be his fifth.
Yeah, then we get two.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, come on.
This is confusing, but anyway, go on.
Yeah, it'll be all right. So it's one pick for me.
Yeah.
I need a guard. Let me.
My guard board is stacked.
Mine ain't.
Will look crazy, but
mine ain't. That's my problem.
You said you got Kyrie in it. I can take Kyrie. I don't even need a guard, but I need to keep.
There's
some
a guard. Few guards around. That's the
I
thing.
I need to keep some guards for my six man.
So. Let me go for. So I've got KD and I've got Kawhi. Let me get some playmaking in there, right? Let me get some vets that can playmake, can still give you points, but I also need some distribution.
Mm-hmm.
With that. We're also going to go for an all-defensive player in that year. Let me get 2015 Chris Paul.
Nice.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Okay. So I'm going to go left field with this pick here.
Talk to me.
I'm going
to
pick my sixth man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Why are you saying that? I like that.
So go for on. My sixth man,
go on.
I want 16-17 James Harden.
Fuck! Fuck!
Okay.
56 it. Wins, MVP yeah. candidate. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's off the board. I had 17. Yeah, it's okay, off the board. You ain't got to tell me nothing.
Yeah.
Off so, the right. board expeditiously.
Cool. And then it's back to K.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go on, K.
So I've got a guard. I need another guard because I've got Kyrie, I've got LeBron, I've got Blake, and I've got Dwight. So I'd like a two next to him, or at least stretch two in that sense, or a combo guard in that sense, and I'm gonna go. So for my last guard, I'm gonna go. The only other person I could think of
who I need some shooting in the team as well.
Klay Thompson, right?
Klay Thompson. And also, he was a good defender as well.
I have 15, 16 Klay on my board.
That's the same on my board. It's the same on my board. I'm not a moron.
I mean,
what's going on here? I literally picked the person.
Klay's a good shot option. I didn't even think about getting Klay, you know? Fair enough.
Because I need defense and I need shooting.
Shooting guard is what I struggle the most with.
Exactly. Likewise, I was almost going to choose Dame, but it didn't make sense for me. I didn't have no defense.
No, I hear it. Cool.
I even had 12, 13 Kobe Bryant on my team.
Oh, you stink.
I can't lie. Please. Was it two picks?
Nah, I think we're just going for one now.
We're going to have to get two anyway because he's going to be done before us.
No, at least you have to pick one more. I got my six.
Yeah, and we've got to get two more. We've got three more.
You've got five.
I got one, two, three. I got four. How much do you have?
Three. I've got Chris Paul, KD, and Kawhi.
So you get two picks and I get two picks.
Yeah.
And then you have one more.
And then I'll have one more at the end. Done.
Cool. I think I know who's going to be.
Cool. So I've got a point guard. I've got small forward and a power forward in KD.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a shooting guard and a center. Shooting guard and a center.
Oh, please don't take my center. I got two. You got Dwight Howard, didn't it?
I've got one more center. I've got one more center.
All right, so I'm going for my center first because I don't like this. All right.
Oh God, please.
I went a bit, you know.
Is it left field though?
A little bit left field. I don't know if people thought of this, but I'm going for 2016-17, DeMarcus Cousins.
No!
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 No! I'm fuming. Do you know what? Yeah.
DeMarcus.
You know what?
Wheeling and dealing, limousine riding, jet flying. Son of a gun. Oh, and I'm having a hard time.
But I was leaving. I was trying to see how long I could leave center for.
Look at my top. Look at the bottom of my big man list. I was ready to go, bro.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I got another pick that is calm as well, though.
It's calm.
You said you already picked the White Hart, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I got another pick that's calm.
And then I was going to get my shooting guard now. And he's more of a point. I can't put him there.
I think I know who yours might be.
How much are we allowing switching of positions?
If they've played in that position before in the NBA.
You saw what I did last week. As long as it works, bro.
Can we call PG a shooting guard?
Yeah. He's a shooting guard for a long time.
Let me get 2016 Paul George.
Cool. Take him off my board then.
Immediately off my board.
Yeah.
That six man is gone.
Cool.
I get two picks, yeah?
You got two picks and then it's one pick each left.
My six man, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm calm then. So at my small forward, I got 2012-13 Carmelo Anthony.
Nice. Fuck, that was my six man.
He's done me. That's my six man.
You might have cooked.
That's my six man.
Okay.
And and I'm trying to figure out which year I should go with. I'm not sure. But I feel like at my center, I'm going with 14-15 Marc Gasol.
Nice.
Defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year. First team all defense. And I think he was first team all NBA as well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice. That was on my list.
Mm. My six man, because I actually just need a flamethrower. I don't need him to do anything else.
My apologies for that. My six man, just so I can have a proper little flamethrower who can do his thing. And he was all NBA second team that year. It was Damian Lillard.
Okay.
What year are you picking?
2016.
Cool. Yeah. He went crazy and they went to the playoffs and they knocked on the Houston Rockets. They knocked out the playoffs that year. Yep. Yeah.
With a bye-bye.
Okay.
That was their first year without LaMarcus Aldridge as well. I had LaMarcus Aldridge on my board too.
That was on my board as well.
I'm struggling here for my six man because, you know, cult and all that kind of stuff as well. But for my final pick, I think I'm going to do this one just out of allegiance, right? I don't really care about the quality. Okay? I think I'm going to do this out of allegiance.
Oh, I could have gone DeMar DeRozan.
I was thinking DeMar, but no. I got a jersey, you know. I got it on my birthday. From Babes, and it's like it's my guy, so I'm gonna go for
Rudy Gay.
Man, the fuck! I want 10 assists off the bench.
John Wall,
16-17. John Wall,
16-17.
Ah, I knew it. Also, my boy, I knew it.
23 points for a game. I'm gonna get some. I want to get gang sign wall.
You might know who.
I want.
Come
gang
on, bro.
Sign
you see me, man, historian, and that's like, my dog. You're right seeing there. The teams that are getting put out.
You know.
Here.
You know when
do you have another pick?
No, I don't.
So we're done. What did you man have left on your board?
I had Serge Ibaka on my board for the big man.
Nice.
No, for the defense, bro. He was having three.
My power forwards, I had LaMarcus Aldridge.
Same.
I've Draymond.
Nope.
I've Kevin Love.
Kevin Love 2013.
Kevin Love.
Yeah.
2012-13.
Yeah.
I had
Tim Duncan.
2012-13.
I've Giannis 16-17.
Okay, I didn't have that actually.
Yeah. I had Roy Hibbert.
And then I had DeAndre Jordan 15-16.
And I still
had
DeMar DeRozan. I had Jimmy Butler 2015-16, yeah, I think, yeah. Chicago. And then I had
D Wade 12-13 and 15-16.
Decent pick, but he's still done. Bosh. And yeah. I had Kobe 2012-13. That was the rest of my board.
D Wade kind of had like a, you know, that last hurrah season 15-16. Hey, yeah. So do we want to read out our teams?
Let's run through the teams. Read out the team. So first pick, you go first.
Okay, so at the point guard, I have, we know, explosive, scoring champion, assist champion, first triple doubles is Oscar Robertson season, MVP Russell Westbrook.
Pussy.
31.
Pussy.
10-10. Hater.
Yep.
And my shooting guard, I have the most electrifying single offensive season in the history of the National Basketball Association. Unanimous MVP, scoring champion, 50-49.
The sections are going to run it up.
What was it? What did they win? 73?
And 9.
73 and 9. Wardell, Stephen Curry as my shooting guard. At the small forward, I have the guy that stole the unanimous MVP from LeBron James with a dodgy vote. Sir Carmelo Anthony, 12-13 for the New York Knicks, All-NBA second team. I believe he was a scoring champion that season as well.
He was.
Led Knicks to their best playoff run since probably Earl the Pearl Monroe. At my power forward, I have All-NBA first team, Anthony Davis, to provide some defense, scoring, and just being that glue you know he is. And next to him, you have another defensive player of the year, another All-NBA first team. There was All-NBA first team front court that year. 14-15, Marc Gasol,
mm-hmm.
part of the grit and guy in Grizzlies, you know, great defensive player, could stretch the floor, shoot, great passing out the post. I feel like that's a very, very great defensive front court to go with a very explosive scoring back court. And obviously Carmelo Anthony, you know what he provides on the wing. And my sixth man, another guy who's All-NBA first team, could have won the MVP that season. Point guard / playmaking / scoring sensation, James Harden,
16-17. Nice. Go on, Kay.
So, to start with, at point guard, the best version of Kyrie Irving to date, in my opinion. 15-16 championship year.
One all over trim.
The
one all over trim with the line in it. Yep.
The two blade all even.
Yep. Hyperdunk 2017.
Giving cats the business in the playoffs.
Giving cats the business. Kyrie Irving again. And with that, I'm also going for what I also believe is the best version of Klay Thompson. On 15-16 could actually stay in front of his as the main defensive player in his team as well.
Besides Kyrie. Besides Kyrie on a Christmas day. And Russ. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
But as a whole,
mm-hmm.
two-way player. Also on his way to the Olympics that year as well. 15-16, Klay Thompson. He came in to the tune of 80 games. 47, 42, 87 from the field, 22 a game. That's, again, another
perfect plug-and-play guy.
Plug-and-play, yeah. Especially when I got some stars in my team. I went with this version of LeBron, not because I'm not enamoured by 2012-13, just because I think the adversity he went through to get to where he did and when it really mattered.
He had his most impressive accomplishment this
season. Mm-hmm.
I think that's why I should put him there. He came back to Cleveland. Did it for them. 15-16 LeBron. Again. At the four, my guy Blake Griffin, second year of Lob City, when he was really fit, played 80 games, was ready to go. And again, started to add some jinx to his game. But as a whole, stayed fit. Flying machine. Again, decent defender. Not the best, but decent defender. And then finally, came into the season unfit, but then actually put together a very strong season. And was probably the last year of him being a star in this league. As an option, the team didn't work, but I thought this version of Dwight Howard is good enough to plug and play and be.
He was still in his All-NBA first team.
All-NBA first team era. He was still good enough. He was still good enough to play. So for me, 13-14 Dwight, before he was shipped off to Houston in that blockbuster trade. And then finally, little flamethrower off the bench, Dame Lillard. First year without LaMarcus Aldridge, 16-17, six man. to the tune of 27 points a game. He's been doing it for a long time now. Took his team to the playoffs, went crazy on the Rockets. Hey, it's a bit different to my team last week, but again, something light.
Cool. So I went with all NBA defensive first team. And I think he was second team all NBA teams as well. 2015 Chris Paul, facilitator, 10 assists per game, part of the Lob C at the time as well. Nothing but a baller and IQ. My shooting guard is Paul George in 2016. I mean, is anything to really be said?
he did all right for the Pacers that year.
It's Paul George, it's one of his best years as a Pacer as well, yeah. Especially when it comes to efficiency and shooting. I think he shot something like 40% from three out that year as well. So he went shot at the gym. Then we've gone for a 2016 Kawhi Leonard, defensive player of the year, one of his better years in the league as well.
He was 67 wins that season.
It's disgusting. Disgusting.
Went I think crazy. He finished second in MVP voting as well now.
Was it third?
Behind Steph.
I thought it was third.
Who finished second then?
I thought LeBron finished second. No, LeBron went in. Yeah. Oh, it might have been second actually. Yeah, you're right. Then I went for MVP, KD. Disgust. 30.2 points per game.
So KD's at the four, yeah?
Yeah, KD's at the four. 30.2 points per game. Nothing but pure hoops and buckets is going to be getting there. He can still defend to an extent. He wasn't the defensive unit that you would have liked to have been like in the later of years, but he's still there for his defense and his wingspan. And then if you want to talk about dominance in the paint, 2017, DeMarcus Cousins.
Great pick.
Boy, this is the year that he went from Sacramento into New Orleans as well with AD, but he was still balling out. Headband on a board head. Can't hate him, yeah? One of the best that I've seen.
He was doing a lot of playmaking. That
how was he doing
indeed.
How was he was taking the sweat getting into your eyes?
He was taking the ball on the top of the key, crossovers and then driving. Like, there's nothing much you could really do about Boogie Cousins. And lastly, off the bench, I got nothing but straight allegiance, right? Gang sign wall. 2016-17, gang sign.
Best I've ever seen.
If you don't respect him, we'll see you outside, brother.
Best I've ever seen.
Best I've ever seen, bro. Washington Wizards stand up. Like, that's my dog right there. So, for me, that's my team. He's my sixth man. It's all love. So, yeah.
Good teams, man. I think
this is a lot closer. This
I feel
week.
Like this is a lot more even than it was last week.
Yeah.
So, I feel like...
Well, we're prepared this time, at least.
Yeah. Depends on what... I'm curious to see what people are going to think.
We'll see, innit?
But yeah, no, I think I still feel confident in my team, but I'm curious to see what people are going to think.
Can't believe you can take 2013 LeBron, though. Crazy.
I just think it's the achievements for me, innit? It's not. I get it, but it's the achievements. And he said he was better than he was then, so I'm going off his word, even though that man is a born liar. Yeah.
I think it's like he shot 40% from three, innit? That's why.
Exactly. So with that, love, peace, all them good things there. Make sure you tune in to Courtside Fracas on Instagram, on Twitter. @_Fracas on TikTok. Episode will be out at the end of this week, of course.
Fridays. I think what we're going to try and do now, our episodes will be out Fridays at 1 p.m.
Fridays, 1 p.m. Stay tuned.
Yeah, just and have your notifications
course,
on.
The week, we'll be sending across them clips so no one be staying.
There'll be clips.
Everything at all.
And also, there's a raffle.
Of course. With that, like again, ball. We'll run through that.
Yeah. Play ball.
NBA 2K24, is it?
NBA 2K24.
Tickets are £2. And of course, like I said, 2K, £90 these days. And I ain't got 90 sheets for that game anymore.
Buy it for your son. So, buy it for your brother. Buy it for you. Buy it for your daughter. They all get smoked anyway.
Is it going to be on PS4 or PS5?
Whatever platform they want.
Whatever platform they want.
Yep. No.
So
problem.
There you go. Make sure you enter. We'll put the instructions in the link on this episode as well. And with that, again, love my bros for coming through. We'll be back in the next couple of weeks to, again, discuss the latter stages of the World Cup. And then, of course, the next stage of the legacy draft will be going even deeper into our bag.
The deeper we go, the more complicated it gets. The more research we're going to have to do.
And this is back when our phase was getting towards the start of their careers. So,
yeah,
make sure you get stay tuned.
You're
going to
be hearing some names you completely forgot about.
And delve into those NBA archives. Because when I bring up Montar Ellis, nobody
When I bring up Michael Redd.
Michael Redd with the knees. Say less.
Hey, when I bring out Baron Davis, they don't know.
I got a sleeper. I got a sleeper already. Same in the top.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So, love for this week again, guys.
And thank you for tuning in. We'll see y'all in a bit. Peace.
Love. Sports Social Podcast Network.